From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo sends Indonesian Football Association Chairman, or PSSI, to meet FIFA. Indonesian Vice President hopes cooperation between Indonesia and Egypt contributes to world of Islam. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized that Indonesia will continue to strive to host the Under-20 World Cup. In a statement regarding the Under-20 World Cup on the YouTube of the State Secretariat on Tuesday, the head of state said FIFA was aware of the rejection of the participation of the Israeli team, but the government is trying to find the best solution.
FIFA juga telah mengetahui adanya penolakan-penolakan terhadap keikutsertaan timnas Israel di Piala Dunia.
FIFA is already aware of the rejection of the participation of the Israeli national team in the Under-20 World Cup, but the government and the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, are still trying to find the best solution. For this reason, I sent the chairman of PSSI, Erick Thohir, to meet the FIFA team to find the best solution.
Bertemu dengan tim FIFA untuk mencari penyelesaian yang terbaik, mencari solusi yang terbaik.
In his statement, President Joko Widodo guaranteed that Israel's participation in the Under-20 World Cup had nothing to do with the consistency of Indonesia's foreign policy position towards Palestine. In matters of the Under-20 World Cup, Indonesia agrees with the Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia that FIFA has rules that must be obeyed by its members. The head of state reminded not to mix sports and political matters. The president added, when Indonesia was appointed as the host, it was unknown yet what countries would participate because it was still in the pre-qualification process. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes that the cooperation between the Indonesian government and Egypt and also Al-Azhar will become even tighter and can contribute to the development of Islamic world civilization. The Vice President, in his remarks at the commemoration of the 1083th anniversary of Al-Azhar at the Vice Presidential Palace, Central Jakarta, on Tuesday, also expressed his appreciation for the support from the Egyptian government in the form of providing scholarships for Indonesian students and students to study in Egypt. Especially at Al-Azhar University, the Vice President also invited Egyptians to study and explore knowledge and culture in Indonesia.
Dan kami juga menawarkan kepada warga Mesir.
We also offer Egyptians to study science and culture, as well as exchange of knowledge and technology in Indonesia. Of course, it also continues to be open. In the future, I hope the cooperative relationship between Indonesia and the government of Egypt and Al-Azhar will be even closer and can produce optimal and contributions to the development of Islamic world civilization.
Terhadap pembangunan peradaban Islam dunia.
Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin hopes the offer to study in Indonesia can be realized as a form of cooperation in the exchange of knowledge and technology. Next, we have two French Navy warships, namely the LHD landing helicopter Doc Dixmude and the frigate Lafayette, are sailing around the world. The two ships have docked at Tanjung Priok Port, North Jakarta from March 26 to the 29, 2023. Commander of the LHD Dixmude ship, Captain Emmanuel Mocard, told the media crew on the ship's helicopter landing pad on Tuesday, revealed that Indonesia was a great partner for France. The French army was also impressed with the waters and countries in the Indo-Pacific region.
So far, I'm impressed by their level. Every year, some French ships are calling in Indonesia, and at each time, it's a good opportunity for our Navy to work all together. And I can say that we are able to be efficient at sea when we are sailing all together.
The last national news comes from the Indonesian government issued a circular on precautions for Marburg virus disease. Local governments, health service facilities, port health office, health human resources, and related stakeholders are asked to be vigilant against the deadly virus. A spokesperson for the health ministry, Muhammad Syahril, reminded the government and the public not to be headless about the virus. Indonesia needs to maintain early vigilance and anticipate the Marburg virus disease. The World Health Organization received a case report of Marburg disease originating from Equatorial Guinea on Monday, February 30. Now we move to the international news. Chinese President Xi Jinping lauded what he called the easing of tensions in the Middle East during a call with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday, state media reported. Beijing brokered an agreement between Tehran and Riyadh on March 10 to restore diplomatic ties following a seven-year freeze. Long bitter rivals, Iran and Saudi Arabia have engaged in a series of proxy conflicts in the region, such as the protracted fighting in Yemen, in his first comments on the matter to be made public since the deal was struck, says that the dialogue promoted by China would play a major role in strengthening regional unity and cooperation. Technologies and policies for high quality and low emission rice transformation topped the agenda at a seminar hosted by the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development in Hanoi on Tuesday. Deputy Minister Tran Tan Nam said the seminar is very important for the implementation of a project to develop 1 million hectares of high-quality rice cultivation associated with green growth in the Mekong Delta. We end the news with French President Emmanuel Macron. Personal ratings are approaching their lowest recorded level over his handling of pension reform and protests. A poll indicated on Tuesday, the survey by the Odoxa polling group said only 30% of respondents thought he was a good president, down by 6 percentage points in a month, while 70% judge him negatively. The survey carried out for public Senate channel and regional newspapers showed falls for most of the French political class amid increasingly violent protests against the government's bid to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener commentary for today has a topic: Indonesia still hopes to host the Under-20 World Cup. Indonesia has been appointed to host the Under-20 World Cup, which is scheduled to take place from 20th May to 11th June 2023. Since the appointment in October 2019, Indonesia has continued to make preparations for this international event. However, in the midst of preparations, a polemic arose about Israel's participation in the upcoming Under-20 World Cup after the Israeli national team in June last year was confirmed to qualify for the Under-20 World Cup. The narrative of rejecting the presence of the Israeli national team in Indonesia began to be voiced by various groups within the country. The reason Indonesia support the Palestinian struggle against the Israeli occupation. The controversy reached its peak after the governor of the province of Bali, Wayan Koster, stated that he refused Israel's presence in his territory. As a result, the draw for the Under-20 World Cup, which was due to be held in Bali on March 31st, was cancelled by the FIFA World Football Federation. Regarding the pros and cons of Israel's presence at the Under-20 World Cup, the Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia, Zuhair Al-Sun, has issued a fairly neutral statement. He said, quoted by thetick.com, Israel had qualified for the Under-20 World Cup 2023 in a legal way and according to the rules so that it had full rights to compete. In Zuhair's opinion, Indonesia's support for Palestine will not change even if it allows Israel to come to Indonesia. Indonesia is said to have always been consistent and steadfast in supporting the Palestinian issue in various regional, bilateral, and multilateral forums. After FIFA cancelled the draw for the Under-20 World Cup in Bali, there were concerns that FIFA would also move the match to another country. Responding to this polemic, President Joko Widodo last Tuesday also issued a statement. He guaranteed that Israel's participation had nothing to do with the consistency of Indonesia's foreign policy position towards Palestine, because Indonesia's support for Palestine has always been solid and strong. In matters of the Under-20 World Cup, President Joko Widodo agreed with the Palestinian ambassador to Indonesia that FIFA has rules that its members must obey, so sport and politics should not be mixed. President Jokowi also immediately ordered the chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, Erick Thohir, to meet with FIFA to find the best solution. Hopefully, the meeting with FIFA will produce satisfactory results for Indonesia, both in the field of football and as an organizer of international events. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on March 29, 1922, when the Batavia Philatelic Club was founded. The Indonesian Philatelic community celebrates Indonesian Philatelic Day every March 29. March 29 is taken from the founding date of the Philatelic Club, Pots Zelewerzamelaars Club Batavia. On March 29, 1922, stamp collectors gathered in Batavia and founded a philatelic club called Potgieleverzamelaars Club Batavia. After the proclamation of independence of the Republic of Indonesia, the name of the association changed to the Indonesian Philatelic Public Association. Now we move to March 29, 2001, when Incheon Airport was officially opened. Incheon International Airport is the largest airport in South Korea and one of the largest in Asia. This airport replaces Gimpo International Airport, which currently functions as a domestic airport, except for international flights to Haneda International Airport in Tokyo, Japan, and Hongqiao International Airport in Shanghai, China. Serving as a connecting airport for the East Asia region, there are at least 63 airlines serving flights to this airport. We enter the in history with the event on March 29, 2010, about Moscow metro bombing. The 2010 Moscow metro bombings were suicide bombings carried out by two women during the morning rush hour on March 29, 2010, at two stations of the Moscow metro. The first attack took place at the Lubyanka station. The second attack occurred about 40 minutes after the first attack. The second attack took place at the Taman Kulturi station. At least 40 people died. Investigation indicated the bombing was carried out by Chechen separatists. Russian officials said this was the deadliest and most sophisticated terrorist attack in quotation mark on the Russian capital. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
ASEAN is now directing a joint funding agency for infrastructure development, or ASEAN Infrastructure Fund, or AIF, to fund green infrastructure. The reason is that ASEAN's current need for green infrastructure are increasing, so there is discussion of replacing AIF's branding with the ASEAN Green Fund. This was stated by the head of Fiscal Policy Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Finance, Febrio Kacaribu, in a media briefing in Padang, Bali, on Monday. Febrio Kacaribu explained the use of capital strengthened in ASEAN Green Fund will be responded to by various financing from other institutions, such as Asian Development Bank and the ASEAN Infrastructure Investment Bank. With this funding institution development, it was expected the investment for green infrastructure in ASEAN will grow stronger. Kacaribu added that this is one of the ways to build togetherness among ASEAN countries because there will be an even distribution for financing utilization. In this way, ASEAN infrastructure funding will not only be given to Indonesia and countries that are relatively well off. Febrio Kacaribu explained, for funding the energy transition, ASEAN has built a green taxonomy to involve private financial sector to the ASEAN Infrastructure Investment Bank. The ASEAN Infrastructure Investment Bank is a funding institution that has been initiated by ASEAN for a long time, namely from around 2008. Its original purpose was for joint funds, then for mixed financing. There was capital accumulation from ASEAN members which became a catalyst fund for private involvement, starting from multilaterals such as the ASEAN Development Bank. He continued, the ASEAN Infrastructure Fund has been running for several years. However, 2/3 of the benefits of funding are given to infrastructure projects in Indonesia. Therefore, in the future, ASEAN will try to revive the ASEAN Infrastructure Fund by prioritizing the climate change agenda, because infrastructure has now shifted to agenda such as the green energy sector for renewable energy and green infrastructure for adaptation or mitigation of the climate change agenda.
Bukan salahmu bila diriku tak tahu bagaimana caranya mencintai. Bukannya aku tak cinta kamu, tak menyayangimu dengan sepenuh hatiku. Oh cintaku, biarkanlah cinta tumbuh dengan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Ini salahku, kekuranganku yang mencintaimu dengan cara yang berbeda. Dapatkah kamu merasakannya bahwa hatiku ini milik kamu seorang, milikmu sayang. Biarkan sendirinya dan mengajarkanku bijaksana dalam memaknai dan memahami. Oh bersabarlah hingga tiba di suatu masa aku bisa jadi yang terbaik dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu, dalam hidupmu. Maafkanku menerima segala kekuranganku. Semoga Tuhan memberi waktu bagiku untuk membalas kasih sayangmu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hunting for takjil or food for breaking fast in Ban Hill, Central Jakarta is a place that will not be forgotten. Ban Hill is an impromptu market that only happens every month of Ramadan. It's part of Jakarta's history. Takjil Ban Hill Market is open every 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time. At the Ban Hill Takjil Market, visitors can enjoy a variety of Indonesian snacks, foods, and drinks as a menu for breaking the fast. The Ban Hill Takjil Market was initiated by the Ban Hill Care Forum, or FPB, in 1985. At the beginning of its appearance, the takjil menu that was being sold was not diverse, only fried foods and sweet drinks. Until the early 20s, only 15 tables were selling takjil in the market. However, since 2010, the Ban Hill Takjil Market has developed rapidly. Its location near offices makes the market crowded by employees who want to break their fast in the months of Ramadan. As a result, there are more than 100 tables of takjil traders lining up at the Benhill Takjil Market. The opening of registration for the Benhill Takjil Market stall usually starts 5 days before Ramadan. Prospective traders can register through the FPB to sell during Ramadan. The high enthusiasm for trading takjil at the Takjil Benhill Market makes the Central Jakarta City Government organize the impromptu market. In the history of the Benhill Takjil Market, the market was closed in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Since 2022, finally, the government has allowed this market to operate again. However, in Ramadan 2022, takjil traders near Benhill Market were moved to a tent on Jalan Raya Bendungan Hilir. The 10 times 20 square meter tent accommodated more than 20 traders. At Benhill Takjil Market, a variety of fresh foods and drinks for breaking the fast are sold. Buyers can find empek-empek, otak-otak, fried food, lamang, traditional cakes, mixed ice, kuwut ice, and padang dishes. That Indonesian wonder.
Mau tahu apa yang ada di mimpimu? Sudahkah terisi cerita yang kamu tunggu? Jika kamu ingin aku di sana, aku mau. Menunggu semua yang masih belum pasti, menahan rindu yang makin gak terkendali. Belum tahu harus gimana cara jauh pergi, tetap ada kamu lagi. Pejamkan mata yang terlihat kamu lagi. Belum tahu harus gimana caranya menghindarimu.
we'll be right back. aku mau.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about ordering tour package, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Saya Akan Pilih Sabtu. Saya Akan Pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a travel agent staff. Dev orders a tour package through a tour travel agent. Dev tells her the tour schedule he wants by using the day vocab.
Jadi, kapan Anda akan mengambil paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Saya akan pilih Sabtu.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Akan pilih, which means will choose. Sabtu, Sabtu, which means Saturday. Saya akan pilih Sabtu. Saya akan pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Saya akan pilih Sabtu, which means I will choose Saturday. To state days, you can say the names of days, namely Senin, which means Monday, Selasa, which means Tuesday, Rabu, which means Wednesday, Kamis, which means Thursday, Jumat, which means Friday, Sabtu, which means Saturday, and Minggu, which means Sunday. Let's listen to expressions that uses day vocab. Sabtu, Sabtu, which means Saturday. Sabtu ini kamu ada acara. Sabtu ini kamu ada acara, which means where are you going this Saturday? Minggu, Minggu, which means Sunday. Bima pergi pada Minggu. Bima pergi pada Minggu, which means Bima goes on Sunday. As in line with the general guideline for Indonesian spelling, the names of days begin with capital letters. For example, the first letter S in the word Senin, which means Monday, is written in a capital letter. So is another time marker, such as month. For example, the first letter J in Juli, which means July, is written in a capital letter. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jadi, kapan Anda akan mengambil paket wisata dalam kota Jakarta?
Saya akan pilih Sabtu.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sebuah rahasia. Benarkah kata tak terungkap?
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Bapisah Bukan Bacarai. The song Bapisah Bukan Bacarai, which in English means separated, not divorced, was composed by Tarun Yusuf. The song is about a husband who wants to work outside his hometown. His wife worries as they have to be apart, but her husband asks her to keep the faith because they will be apart only for work, not to get divorced. Well, listener, here is the song Bapisah Bukan Bacarai by Tia Ramon and Eli Kasim. Enjoy!
Bapisah Bukan Bacarai Usalah Andia Mana Minggu Basa-basa yang nantikan denai Tantuan karma iman di dalam
Bapisah bukannya pacaran Just yeah.
panen tidak akan antara pintu dan halaman.
Udah tenanti antara pintu dan halaman. Baptisan bukannya pacaran.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Maranuang ay
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.